rebellion in the wind.
A new world order. A new world order.
How can you have a house without a gun?
Guns aren't toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
For nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel.
Put out all points bulletin. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere.
50-pound cheese wheel.
A new world order.
Attention! Government is an emergency. Repeat, an emergency.
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody.
Heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time for
Dutch Jones
Radio Program.
And now for something completely different.
Yes, indeedy. This is Dutch Jones. This is the Dutch Jones Radio Program. We
are
live.
You broadcast.
Oh, listen to that. Why does it do that all the time? Every time, it's just like, it really wants me to follow them on ubroadcast.com. Welcome to the Dutch Jones Radio Program for the 3rd of August. What's going on here?
Why does it do that all the time?
I'm pausing it. Where's it coming from?
It's stuck in a loop.
This is really weird. Hang on, guys. Let me, I'm trying to stop it. Let me just mute it. I'm telling it to stop, and it doesn't want to stop. It's weird. Yeah, the brunette woman keeps coming in on my screen, and I don't know why. This is the Dutch Jones Radio Program for the, let's try this again, the 3rd of August, 2010. We're coming to you live right now from the middle of California, behind enemy lines in the People's Socialist Soviet Communist Republic of California, where the governor comes out publicly and slams the employees of the state while still giving them really nice pay increases. Yeah, governor's going around the state today slamming the employees, saying it's all their fault, it's all their fault. It hasn't, I mean, even if you add up all the payrolls for all the employees, it's nothing compared to what the state spends on illegal aliens. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. They just start pointing the fingers back and forth, so we'll talk about that. Yeah, I don't have the Goober Ray Romano on yet. I get the weird lady. Olima's in the room, Mary's in the room, Rocky Hill Ranger, Batfag's here early. Thank you. I'm getting lots of emails about the archives. Thank you, Olima. I think we get the majority of listeners that way, judging by the numbers listed for you broadcast. They are faint compared to what the pod people do. And we welcome the pod people, the podcast people, to our show. So Olima is in charge of that. Thank you very much. What else going on in the news? We had an active shooter. Yes, we did. We had an active shooter. And everybody, let's see here. Dun-dun-dun-dun. Make sure I'm picking the right. Okay. I'm going to sign into my account here. We had an active shooter who just went nuts at a beer distribution plant back east somewhere. And turns out he was a black dude. Not that that matters, but he was screaming that he did it because of racism. But it turns out they caught him stealing beer and we're going to fire him. Kind of sad, isn't it? You know, that some guy can, you know, get to that point and snap. You know, where he's going to kill, what was it, 9, 10 people over stolen beer. But people want their jobs. People need their jobs. They go nuts. Where's the ACLU on this one? Are they going to come out and defend this guy? You know, what's going on here? Weird story. We'll talk about that later. Let's see. What else do I got here? Let me go with profile and make sure I got everything good. It was Connecticut. I just found the story in front of me. Connecticut. The guy went on a shooting spree in Connecticut. That's sad. That's terrible. I got some stuff about... Oh, I've been seeing these over the weekend. I was going to say something about it yesterday, but the Mexico Tourism Board is going nuts and buying up time all over at least California television. They want you to go down there and go on tour of Mexico. You know, they have special beheading bus rides where you can go to all the beheading sites. And then you can get a package deal. After you do that, you can take a cruise to Somalia and go hang out and live like a pirate. We'll talk about that later on. Also, some Republicans, McCainiac himself, is getting behind reopening the 14th Amendment. Everybody's here still commenting on the beheading thing in the studio audience.
I'm attached to my head. I like my head.
Yeah, well, yeah. Most of us are attached to our heads. I got two bolts, one on each side. But the 14th Amendment, for those of you that claim to be, you know, supporters of the Constitution, do you know what one that is? Come on. Well, in that is the anchor baby thing, that if two illegal aliens come here, make smoochies, bump uglies, whatever you want to call it, and have a baby, and it is born on this soil, it becomes a citizen of the United States. Some people, you know, some people think that the Constitution is sacred and can't be changed. Well, I say anything past the Bill of Rights is, you know, pretty much up for grabs. I don't like people messing with the Constitution, but this amendment does need to be revisited, I think. So all you strict constitutionalists out there are going to be, hey, you're flip-flopping. No, I'm not. Where'd I put the phone? Here, I slap the phone. Here, let me take the phone away. It's probably your mom calling. She's always calling when we're doing the show. Oh, wait, Stacy's here right now. Stacy stayed home sick today. She's feeling a little better. Had a headache. She's handling all that mail with all the anthrax in it. Yeah. You're handing in all that government mail that's coming through. It's got all that stuff in it. So we can talk about the 14th Amendment later on if we get to it. We'll talk a little bit about how the Democrats are trying to repackage their message. I don't usually get into the party stuff, but it is just funny that, remember, the last couple of years, specifically about the last 8 to 10 months, they've had some town hall meetings that have gone terribly wrong for them. You know, the Democrats come out and they say something stupid and then the people get enraged, start screaming and throwing stuff at them. Well, they don't want that to happen anymore. They want to be able to control the message, control the audience, and they can control the country. And a shout out to a former guest, Ted Pike, sent us a message that Phil Turney, he is one of the survivors of the Israeli attack on the USS Liberty, he now has his own show on the Micro Effect. Now, the Micro Effect, as you know, is a big supporter of Liberty Tree Radio, and if they had the space, I'd be on there. But they've got their own show over there now, Phil Turney, and it's going to be tonight at 10 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. So, PDT, Pacific Daylight Time, is that what that is? It should be PST, Pacific, I don't know. But anyway, 10 p.m. tonight, so after you get listened to my show, you can jump over. Yeah, it's Pacific Time, 10 p.m. You can go find the Micro Effect. It's specifically at 10 p.m. He was probably one of the best interviews we've ever had, talking about the truth about when Israel attacked the United States and then the United States covered it up. And if we can get to it, the latest Chuck Baldwin, Fighting for Constitutional Government in America, a letter that he sends out. And it's, all this stuff is up on my Facebook. If you go to my Facebook and look at my wall, you'll see all these articles, because that's what I do all day. I read these articles, and I go to little tangents and study them and look after them, and then I usually end up debating them with listeners on there, or, you know, people that aren't listeners but have access to my page. So Facebook is a good way of keeping in touch with us. You can go to Facebook.com and just type in Dutch Jones. Another way to keep in touch with us, of course, is to email us at DutchJonesShow@Yahoo.com. DutchJonesShow@Yahoo.com. And I check that email a couple times a day. I had some people that emailed yesterday during the show, and I didn't get around to looking in there, so I'm sorry about that. A lot of people made comments, and I guess I'll do that later. The other way to get a hold of us, of course, is to call us, 559-561-8225, 559-561-8225. Today is strictly a U broadcast day, and wherever else it gets retransmitted, we will not be on Liberty Tree Radio today. There's someone else in this slot, and that's cool. So it's a little more intimate. If you guys want to call and talk about local stuff or, you know, things just between you and me, nobody's really listening. Actually, there's people listening. I'll have to get back into the U broadcast feed and see who's there. But that's how you can call in. That's how you can contact us by email. That's how you can IM me through Facebook and do all that kind of stuff. Well, some of the email I got, I was surprised. Yesterday's show, people were commenting. They said I sounded a little more relaxed. I sounded a little less stressed, and that I was a little kind of goofy, and I was feeling a little silly yesterday. Still am today, but it was a little more relaxed. I got a lot of comments saying it was nice to hear me like I used to be when we were silly and goofy and doing the sound effects. Blue. A lot of people wondering what happened to all the sound effects you used to do. He just got lazy. Flat out. That's all it is. Lou doesn't want to take the time to load them into the computer we're using. He acts like he doesn't know how to find them. So you guys just, you know, direct that at Lou, directly at Lou. The seasoning of the show, as I call it, I can't do it because I'm concentrated on keeping my gums flapping and reading stuff. So that was Lou. If he chooses not to do it, then, well, maybe that's just the career path he wants to follow. Maybe we'll have to go a different direction here with our audio engineer. You know, I've got people knocking down the door wanting to come in here, and they've brought their own sound files, Lou. Uh-huh. Okay, well, that's not true, but maybe if we get an offer to move somewhere, we can get another sound engineer, and you can just sit in the corner and watch and rock back and forth with your whoopee. Not that we're looking for another place, but you never know where the Lord's going to lead us. But wouldn't that be cool if somebody said, hey, Dutch, I got a caretaker job at my ranch up in the mountains of Colorado or Montana or Arizona, and you and your family can come live here. We got cable, and you can do internet, and you can do your show. We'll give you like $400 to go out and spank the cows and yell at the horses. You know, that's the kind of thing we're praying for. Not that I want to get away from here, don't get me wrong, but I want to know where the Lord wants us to go. Wherever I can do the most good for the most people, you understand? So if you know of any place like that, you got a ranch up in Idaho, North Dakota, South Dakota, I don't care if it's plains or mountains, let us know. Or you never know where the Lord is going to open a door. And that's just the kind of, I almost said opportunist I am. No, I'm willing, Lord, to go anywhere you send me, so you never know. I'm getting messages now. They're probably saying, shut up and get on with the show. Let's see what they have to say. But anyway, that's kind of where we're at. I was really happy with yesterday's show. I listened to it last night. Thanks, Tommy. I got your message. Thanks for listening. Tommy's listening right now out there. See how simple that was? You go to Facebook, you send me a message, boom, bada bing, it's right there. Also, don't forget, if you guys are hearing this, please send me listener reports. I'd like to know where you are. Not that we're going to want your exact address or the GPS of your home, but we found out about, you know, that we're getting listener reports about people hearing it on Channel 2 on a CB up in New York, thanks to Scotty38. Is he in there? I don't know if he's in there today.
No.
You know, so if you're going to be doing that, you know, we want to know about it because we just like to know where we're going. It, to be honest with you, it's not an ego thing. It just kind of helps me focus a little more. It makes me feel like, hey, I got listeners. You know, I always say I'd do this if I had 12 listeners. When I started this years ago, I'm not talking about just being a pirate radio guy, but specifically this recent Dutch Jones endeavor about two and a half years ago now, we would have 7 or 8 listeners, and I was happy. We knew them real well. I mean, we talk about Dixie Man who passed away, some of our original. And now I'm getting more comments on Facebook, guys. I think I have a lot of people who listen to that Facebook widget that I put on there. Is that the proper word, widget?
No.
Widget midget. The widget midget. Luke could open a shop and sell widgets, and he could be the widget midget. Monroe, Georgia, checking in. Yeah, see, Monroe. We have a lot of listeners in the South, and I don't know why that is. I'm out here in California, but I love the fact that we have a lot of Southerners, good Southerners. We have some bad Southerners that were listening, but I yelled at them and they left. But good Southerners that understand the cause of the South is the cause of us all. I'm still getting a lot of hate mail on my YouTubes where I have a Confederate flag up.
Well, they shouldn't watch it.
Or as Anthea said, that's the redneck flag. I'm like, that's not the rednecks fly it, but it's called the Confederate flag. It's the flag of St. Andrew. So that was funny this morning. She said, there's a bee on the redneck flag in the living room. And I was like, well, go kill it and don't call it the redneck flag. You know, trying to educate her. Well, we spent the day watching Dual Survival, and I actually learned a few things today that were pretty good. Pretty interesting stuff.
Barefoot in the woods.
Yeah, I told you guys about the barefoot hippie, but it was interesting to see some of the water filtration things that they try and do, and you know, you start with you go from coarse to fine with gravel, charcoal. I've told you about those kind of things again.
You know it all, eh?
There you go, Lou. Thanks for the sound effect. No, I don't know it all. That's why I continue to watch these videos and try and confine and filter it down in a way to share it with you. I don't know if we had the means, we would duplicate these things and just send them out to you guys. And it's just we haven't been getting a lot of donations, and that's all I'm going to say about that. We've been really hurting that way. I sent out an email to everyone, and that's just the way it is. Go to dutchjones.tk, dutchjones.tk, J-O-E-N-S, and you can go to the pitch in there, or you can use the post office box. That's all I'm going to say about it. But we don't have the means to. We don't even have enough discs. But some of these training things that they're putting out there are really good, really really good. I mean, and they're showing actual pursuit and kill of animals on these things now. Even Survivor Man, they kind of stay away from it. You know, he'll kill a scorpion or something and gross everybody out and eat it, but they don't really show him like jumping on a pig with a piece of bamboo and, you know, giving it the shiv and then skinning it with a sharpened rock and then, you know, and chowing down on pork. Today we watched one where they were in Louisiana on this Dual Survival, and they actually, the sniper guy, I can't remember his name, David what's his name? It's David. That's all I remember is his first name. And he's an army sniper. And he went out and he saw about a 4.5-foot gator, and he decided to go after it with a pointed stick and then his knife. And, you know, it was realistic. It wasn't like, you know, Bear Grylls or whatever his name is on Man vs. Wild, you know, where they fake everything. I hate that show. He actually went in there and he killed this thing. When he brought it back to his hippie copart, the hippy-dippy coat, his name's Cody the hippie, he was all mad that he killed an alligator. He said, "That's the top of the food chain here, man. You're taking unnecessary risks, man." And he's like, "Hey, that's the way I roll. I'm hungry. I wanted to eat it. It snapped at me. I killed it." And it's a good show, and I highly recommend it. Dual Survival.
And then he did eat it.
And then the hippie did eat it and says, "Okay, I'm not mad at you anymore because this tastes really good."
The more I eat it, the less mad.
Yeah, the more I eat it, the less mad I get. I said alligator tail tastes like slimy pork, which I can't remember ever having slimy pork, so I don't know what that means. But you've got to keep up on those things. That's what the theme of the show was yesterday, talking about those skills. That's what we do for homeschool. We sat there, me and the kids, well, Stace, you know, rolled around in her bedroom going, "I have a headache." We cranked up the TV and watched survival videos today, and all kinds of good stuff. I mean, I saw these guys make, they were like snowshoes. They had to cross a bog like in Chile or something somewhere. I don't remember where it was. We watched six of them today or something. But they needed to get across this real heavy muddy area. If anyone's ever been to the Salton Sea, very similar. The mud just sucks you in, pulls your boots off. There's nothing you can do about it. Well, they just basically took a bunch of pine boughs, you know, branches off a pine tree, for those of you that don't know what a pine bough is, and just made a path with them, kept taking one from behind them and putting it in front of them, and it distributed their weight over the mud. And I'm like, I never thought of that. And that would work perfectly on snow. Another thing they did is they were dropped on top of... where were they? They were way up high. It was like in Chile or Peru or something, on glaciers. And they were given one length of rope, some harnesses, some webbing. It was New Zealand, that's right. And carabiners. But they had nothing to hook it to, and they just had the one rope. They made a horseshoe-shaped channel about 6 feet across at the opening and about 6 or 7 feet tall, dug out with their hands, and just laid the rope through that in the snow of the glacier. I guess you call it ice. And that was enough to anchor them. It was enough to anchor. I mean, I've never done that. I've taken advanced rappelling courses. I've taken winter survival courses. No one has ever shown us to do it. The closest I came to that was in a vehicle recovery class. When we needed a winch cable, we would bury our spare tire in the sand or the mud. But these guys were able to do that, and that way they could pull the rope through. They doubled the rope up, and they continue rappelling off of these glaciers. Really good stuff. And it's things, you know, that you're probably saying, "Well, you may never need to use that." But if I do, it's filed in my Rolodex in my head now. You don't get to keep the water, Anthea. Take a drink and bring it back. The water's for Daddy on the air.
That's what I was doing.
Well, it didn't look like it. Looks like you're trying to sell it on the street. But you're going to set up a free water thing, you know, sell the cups for a nickel. I have a follow-up on a product that was suggested to us. Gookade?
Gookinade.
What was it? The product with the really insulting name?
Yeah.
It's weird. They changed the name from Gookinade to Hydrolite. And this is an electrolyte replenisher that was recommended by Minuteman. Really good product. People have been asking us about it because I've mentioned it. Well, we looked it up online, and Lou's got some good news and some bad news. How much is it a packet?
99 cents.
99 cents a packet, but what's the shipping per packet?
$7.48.
$7.48. Is that from the manufacturer?
I don't know.
Where, that was on Amazon.com.
Well, the can.
The 32-ounce can or whatever.
Yeah, those have $22 shipping.
$22 shipping, but how many packets do you get in a can, or how many gallons of water?
I don't know.
So it's a good product, but it was really, really expensive. The shipping, it was bizarre to me. Now, did you look up their actual website to see if they sell it, or they just don't?
I couldn't find the link.
Yeah, so I had him Google that, because I got four emails and one person coming up to me in the last 3 days saying, "What do you recommend for electrolyte replacement?" And I said, "Well, we had this really good survival class on heat casualties that was taught up at our church by Minuteman when he came up, and that's what he recommended." But I don't know if you can buy it at retail outlets, but over the internet, it's pretty much
campmore.com.
That's called a dead man. That's right, Minuteman. Minuteman's reminded me that the rope anchoring is called a dead man. I'd never seen that done with snow and all those winter survival stuff I had. So that's kind of weird. But yeah, so the Gookinade. One thing I learned, what was it today, that was coconut milk is full of electrolytes, but it's also not a diuretic, it's also a laxative. was one thing that we saw. And then the off of cactus, the cactus fruit that comes off certain kinds of cactus, they call it, and excuse the ladies in the audience, but they call it Satan's scrotum, is because that's what it looks like. And or the devil's sack. They got a bunch of stuff for him. Minuteman says check REI, Sports Chalet, Big Five, and he's going to get us the web address on that Gook Aid. Any Vietnamese Asian people listening? Any Asians in our audience, my apologies. I didn't name it. But it also is heavy with electrolytes. There's a bunch of stuff that they came up with that said were just natural in electrolytes, because they had the desert scenario where they were somewhere in Mexico and their V-dub broke down and they had to go, and the one hippie guy who's always barefoot decided to split off and go on his own, and he ran out of water and got vomitous and delirious, and the sniper had to come and rescue him. Okay, tinyurl.com/buygookinade, and that's BUYGOOKINAID. So that's HTTP, the two dots, what's that called, the semicolon?
Mm-hmm.
/, tinyurl.com / BUYGOOKINAID. Now, what we did is we just, we drink water. You know, I've told you guys that I don't talk bad about the people that promote the electrolytes and stuff. And you know, I'm not coming from an expert side of it, but from the fire department, from the Army, when we broke out Gatorade, they said, you can drink that Gatorade, but you better drink twice as much water. And they had a reason for it, I'm not sure. But, you know, some people say, well, I can't believe you listen to the Army. But the fire department was the same way. Water, water, water everywhere. And drink as much as you can that's clean. We got, just to make it a little better, because when you filter the stuff, you use the tabs, we got these little, they're here in my canteen pouch. I'm actually wearing my LBE right now. I'm trying to get back into training. And there's my canteen. Taking out my canteen cup. I hide these below my canteen cup. Can you take that out for me? I'm trying to do it, and I'm making a mess of myself. It's good to have an assistant get your canteen cup out. I've never been able to get my own canteen cup out. See here? I'm actually wearing my gear. Here we go. Now, here's a product that we got. It's called Turbo To Go. And what we do is we got peached iced tea mix. I figured everybody in the family likes peaches. So what we're going to do is we're going to put these in.
I love peaches.
Yeah. And Lou's like, is there any more of those? Because I gave him taste today of it just to get him used to it. Like I said, you always prep the kid. And he's like, is there any more? I said, this is for survival only. I don't want to see you running around sucking on your wibby and your baba with this in it. But it's energy to go, iced tea, peach flavored. And it's got a little bit of electrolyte. It's got some sugar in it. You know, it's probably got glycerin and who knows what else they put in it. I can't read it, but... total carbs, all that kind of stuff. Good stuff. Really, really good stuff, and it's cheap. We bought a box of it, and I put it in everybody's canteen pouches. I put it in mine. So that way, even if you pre-filter your water, you boil it, you do all this stuff to it, it's going to taste like
yeah,
death in a cup, especially if you boil it. You boil for 2 minutes at... at 220 to 230 degrees, depending on your altitude and all that stuff. Lou came up with a formula, because if water boils at 100 degrees Celsius, the rough formula, and he told me this today over yesterday over lunch, you double it, so that's 200, and you add 30. So 230 degrees, you're good to go. You boil it for 1 to 2 minutes minimum, and you don't want to boil it all off. You cool it down, and it's going to taste terrible. Even, you know, not counting what your water source is. Let's say you're getting it out of a ditch or something. Yes, I'm playing with my canteen cup. I like to play with my canteen cup. It feels good to hold. It's like an instrument. Lou's cringing. Where was I going with that? I forgot where I was going. I built a verbal bridge to nowhere. Oh, you can boil it all different kinds of ways. So some people asked me, they sent me emails saying, oh, you're talking about boiling it, but how long? Okay, it's named after Bill Gookin, the founder. The correct one is, here's the new name for it, vitalite.com. I'm going to spell this out. VITALYTE.com. That's VITALYTE.com. Now, the phone number there is 1-800-283-6505. I know you don't have to give us anybody's personal cell phone or anything. Minuteman's feeding us this information to the chat room. And it's a good product. It seems to be what a lot of people are using now that are into the electrolyte stuff. The Gatorade stuff that you buy, the powders and stuff, I don't know how it compares, but I've understood a lot of it is just sugar and fructose.
Too much salt.
And too much salt, somebody said in the studio audience. So I'm not an expert on that kind of stuff, but it was just some of the questions I'm getting in the emails, because I did mention things yesterday about it. So I want to respond to those and make sure, you know, people understand, because Okay, it's going to like restart my computer in like 2 hours and 30 minutes. What's up with that, Lou? That's really weird. Why does it, I don't know what it's trying to install, but it just popped up. It's just going to restart my computer in 2 hours and 30 minutes. It's kind of a threat, isn't it? Okay, well, let's, you know, enough of the intro stuff. We'll get into one of the articles right now. I think I addressed all the emails, all the stupid stuff, any of the good stuff. Just make sure if you send your questions, I do read them. I may not respond to everyone because I get a couple hundred a day now. But what I will do is I will mention them on the show. So that means you've got to start listening to the show to get in there. Let's talk a little bit about the stupid Mexico tourism thing. We can spend a little bit of time on that. I'd like to get your opinions on it. So are you planning to spend your tourism dollar? No. Are you having a staycation here instead of going to Mexico this year? Do you normally go to Mexico? I wouldn't go.
I wouldn't go.
The only way I set foot in Mexico is if I'm on the border and I have to take a number two. Because I figure it's just righteous for me to do it to their country because they've been doing it to ours for the last 100 years, right? Mm-hmm. So I cannot. Not pronounce the first word in this thing, but the title is Mexican Seeks More Tourists, But Is It Safe to Go?
No.
And it is saying, this is by Tim Johnson, McClatchy Newspapers, from August 3rd today, about an hour and a half ago. Now, this place that they're mentioning, Guanajuato, G-U-A-N-A-J-U-A-T-O, Guanajuato, sounds like something you don't want to eat, something that gets on you when you go in a cave. White beaches, colonial cities, Mayan pyramids, world-class cuisine. These are some of the obvious draws that bring 22 million foreigners to Mexico each year. I can't believe it's that much. New Mexican tourism authorities are also highlighting some of the off-the-beaten-path destinations, promoting 10 routes of Mexico in an advertising campaign in the United States and Canada. And I just saw this over the weekend. Beautifully crafted ads on cable TV and a mass-market magazine show. New images of another facet of the nation. The bloody war between drug cartels that's made parts of northern Mexico more akin to Afghanistan than a tranquil holiday destination are not shown. Would-be tourists are left with a lingering question. Where is it safe to go in Mexico? It's a question that the Mexican Tourism Board doesn't want to answer. Its officials say foreigners can go just about anywhere. Itinerary suggested that they visit Mexico.com. So www.visitmexico.com. Go there and give them some hate mail. Visit Mexico.com.
They would have their own domain.
They probably have their own domain. It includes website and include violent, ravaged states such as, okay, Michoacán, Chihuahua, Sinaloa, and Durango, where the U.S. State Department urges that U.S. citizens don't go there or use extreme caution. Now, McClatchy, and oh, wow, it's already time for a break. Well, we're going to come back with our little, where we talk bad about Mexico's tourism board. We'll be back after the break. This is Dutch Jones. Listen to the commercial. Go to the website. Donate. Buy. Do whatever you can do to keep this show on the air.
And his band of southern whores. There never were no Yankees who could beat us force to force. No, they never did defeat us, but we never could evade their dirty foreign politics and cowardly blockade. Hadn't any powder, and we hadn't any shot. We hadn't any money to buy what we ain't got. So we rode our worn-out horses, and we ate on plain cornmeal. And we licked them where we caught them with southern guts and steel. Well, we sunk the ship at Sumter, and we broke her plumb in two. And we showed them bully Yankees just what we aim to do. At a little creek called Bull Run, we took their starry rag to wipe our horses down with, and I ain't here to brag. Well, there aren't as many left of us as rode out at the start. And then there are the weary, weak, and body sad of heart. We fought a fight to tell about, and I am here to say, I'd climb my horse and follow Marsh to hell come any day. Mm-hmm.
what to do, friends. Now tell me right out loud. What are you supposed to do when you see the Flash?
Duck and cover.
Thank you for listening to the Dutch Jones Radio Program. And if you get nothing else from our show, there should be two things that you learn. One is, you need to work together with other like-minded people. And number two, you need the basic equipment to keep from becoming a refugee. So whether you're looking for a water filter, tactical gear, surplus gear, or just want to look into some new survival equipment, you need to check out djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk. We carry surplus, and we carry new lines from MilSpec and Voodoo Tactical. And if you don't see it on our website, please send us a message and we'll find it for you. So if you're going to need the gear anyway, why not buy it from us? You'll get it for cheaper than you will from the source, and it'll help out the ministry here at the Dutch Jones Radio Program. So whether you're new or been in this for a while, check out djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk.
Would the United States go to war without Great Britain?
Their situation is distinctive to their country, and they have a government that deals with a parliament in their way, distinctive way. And what will ultimately be decided is unclear as to their role. That is to say, their role in the event a decision is made to use force.
There is rebellion in the wind.
A new world order.
How can you have a house without a gun?
Guns aren't toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
For nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel.
Put out an all-points bulletin. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order.
Government is an emergency. Repeat, an emergency.
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody.
Heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time for
Dutch Jones
Radio Program.
And now for something completely different.
This is Mr. Nesbitt. That's more like it, Lou. This is Mr. Nesbitt. No, it's not. My name is Dutch Jones. Mr. Nesbitt. No, Dutch Jones. My Nesbitt. Name is... No, I'm not Mr. Nesbitt, and I'm not trying to be seen. Nesbitt. I'm trying not to be seen. No, I'm trying to be seen.
Sorry, Mr. Harrison.
It's not Harrison. It's Jones. See how much fun it is when you wake up over there in your little corner?
Nah.
We're back. This is the Dutch Jones Radio Program coming to you on U-Broadcast via the Dutch Jones website, dutchjones.tk, and our Facebook page, our MySpace page, who I admit I've neglected lately. I just don't like MySpace anymore. I mean, I don't like Facebook, but Facebook is so much quicker, faster, better. It's like the bionic MySpace. But welcome back. We're talking a little bit about a couple things. We're going to get back right into talking about Mexico trying to lure you people in. It's kind of like, the sirens. Come to Mexico. It is safe. We will not chop off your heads. We will not kidnap your children. Come to Mexico. Convert your dollars into pesos. Scumbags. I posted something in the chat room. Click on that. I got that from Minuteman. There's some 99-cent sales going on at Major Surplus. Not everything is useful, but it's good stuff. I mean, some of it's just extra small. Some of it's, cold weather jackets without the buttons, and then right next to them, they sell the buttons. But if you're going to call them, tell them when you call that number to order that you heard about it on Dutch Jones Radio Program and from Stacy Surplus. We're trying to get some business going their way. We haven't been able to order a lot from them because we've been kind of hurting. I haven't been getting a lot. Most of the stuff we've been ordering has been from Swiss Link, but we just haven't got enough orders in. But these kind of things, it's easier for me just to pass the deal on to you for this. I want to thank Minuteman for giving it to us. We're going to buy a bunch of the stuff and sell it at our conference. But I want to pass it on to you. Why go to Mexico when we've got Puerto Rico? No passport either needed for Puerto Rico, right? And you got terrorists in Puerto Rico, Negromano, and you don't want to play dangerous. You can go down into the barrio in Puerto Rico. But yeah, why go there? Why go to Mexico when you can go to San Diego? I love San Diego. It's a beautiful city on the sea. And nobody really knows why it's called San Diego, from what I heard. I heard it was discovered by the Germans in the
1800s. 1904
by the Germans. Yeah, a rain jacket for $1. I thought you might like that stuff, Batfag. I like the 10 pairs of underwear, military underwear, 10 pairs for $1. You see, it's going to... This stupid thing wants to restart. I'm going to hit 4 hours and hit postpone. Keeps trying to restart my computer, my friend. Yeah, they'd be good for eBay if you got people that want to buy underwear off eBay, Batfag. I don't know. I like the belts. 2 belts for $1. I'm not looking at it right now, but there was some good stuff there. The cold weather caps, the jackets, long johns. They had some work pants, wool work pants, stuff like that for $1. I'm trying to get a piece of meat out of my teeth. Hang on. That must be from the burrito I almost had for lunch. Couldn't finish it all. First time in my life I haven't finished a burrito. I don't know what's going on. Yeah, Batfag's going nuts over it. He's looking at the ad. I sent that out, I think, through my emails, too, to a handful of people. Oh, it is. It's for whole... Okay, now Minuteman's getting all mad here. He says it's for wholesale accounts only. See, I thought this was their general flyer. Minuteman's getting all upset. Yeah, it's low-quality stuff, like the junk store. You don't want it. Forget I even posted it. Minuteman's getting all upset. I didn't know that was a wholesale flyer only. I didn't say that on there anywhere. Anyway, thanks.
Yeah,
does it? Does it say Luke? See what happens when I do this?
Wholesale email specials.
Wholesale email specials. Yeah, it's good quality stuff. You got to go through me, and I'm going to charge you $8 for everything. Isn't that funny?
It's shipping and handling.
Yeah, because shipping and handling. You want to buy a bunch of underwear, contact me. Here I was trying to be nice, and I screwed it up. Yeah, Batfag's asking if it's stolen. Yeah, it's contraband that we confiscated from Iraq and Afghan after we went in. And Batfag says he likes stolen stuff. Well, that was a media faux pas there. I thought it was not. So, yeah, I'll sell it to you guys. You know, you guys, I'll tell you what. You guys make an order of something substantial. Tell me that you want something off that flyer, and I'll throw it in for just the cost that it's there for now. But we'll do that for a few days. We're going to buy a bunch of it in bulk and use it to sell at the conference up here and stuff like that. So thanks, Minuteman. It would be cool if it were stolen. Yeah, I'll sell it like that. People like stuff better when it's devious. I've told the story. I had a basement full of bicycles when I was back in Colorado when I was in college. I used to go to bicycle stores and get the bikes that people would trade in to buy really nice mountain bikes and stuff. And I'd get them for like next to nothing. I'd pretty much buy them for scrap weight. And I'd go into my basement. I'd fix them up. And I'd go ahead and I'd give them to kids, or I'd sell them for a few bucks. Well, when I was moving, my landlord says, I had like 40 or 50 bikes in the basement of that house. And he said, you got to get rid of them. So I put them up on the lawn and said, free. They were there for 4 days. Nobody would take them. So then I ran a cheap chain through a bunch of them in a cheap little padlock and said, bikes, $15 to $45. In one night, they were all stolen. I'm sure they all ended up in Mexico or in Denver being used to, you know, they welded them together and sold corn with mayonnaise on it or whatever they do. But they did disappear. But people, if you give it away free, so. Okay, that was kind of fun to put that up there, though, and watch. I loved watching Minuteman go, no, they cannot order it on their own. So don't tell them it came from me, okay? Don't call them. Batfag, you might want to open up your own wholesale account, though. You move a lot more stuff than we do, it sounds like. But I just got two vintage Vista bikes for free. See? Stuff for free. Well, let's get back to this article. Mexico is calling you. Señor, señoritas, my little mijos, I want you to come. Uh-oh. I just got somebody sent me something about Beck made a comment about the Holocaust. I got to check that out. We'll talk about this and we'll jump right to that. I got to pre-read it, though, a prime example. Would-be tourists are left with a lingering question. Where is it safe to go in Mexico? Well, one official says that it's not the board's duty to advise tourists' safety. Just to get your American dinero. Our job isn't to talk about security. Our job is to talk about the assets we have as a country, said Rodolfo Lopez Negrete. Negrete? N-E-G-R-E-T-E. The tourism board's operating chief, he said right before taking his afternoon siesta. The positives vastly outweigh these kinds of very isolated situations we have in the country. There are more people dying over there, and granted, most of them are Mexican nationals. But the chances of getting your children and your wife beheaded versus going to San Diego and maybe spending a little more, and I know that's why they do it, it's cheaper in Mexico. Stephen E. Austin, the executive director of market research for the board, said that if the route is set up, it's okay to be there. He said he's been in one of the Mexican states that the State Department considers dangerous, and I can't pronounce this, M-I-C-H-O-A-C-A-N, Michoacán. It's like their version of Michigan, Michoacán, a few weeks earlier, and the warning is overblown. Michoacán has a very high-end tourism product, by the way, very high-end. You know what he's saying there? He says, you want to get good drugs, you go to Michoacán or wherever it is. That's what he's telling you. You want to go down there and you want to buy yourself a sex slave, that's where you go. That's what these guys are saying. Millions of U.S. citizens safely visit Mexico each year, said a State Department warning dated July 16. It notes that roughly 1 million Americans live in Mexico and that resort and tourist destinations don't see the violence of border areas or drug trafficking corridors. However, it adds that the more than 22,700 people that have been killed in drug-related violence since 2006 and that gunfights are a feature of streets in a number of cities, drug traffickers have kidnapped guests out of reputable hotels in the bustling city of Monterrey. It adds that drug-related murders climbed tenfold in Durango in recent years. So on one hand, they're saying, go spend your money, but you could be dragged from your hotel room in the middle of the night. Mexico has reason to safeguard its tourism industry by downplaying violence. Tourism is the nation's third largest source of revenue. It generates about one out of every 7.7 jobs in Mexico. They're not telling you it's number two is oil and number three is drugs and violence. The 10 routes of Mexico advertising campaign began on July 12th in U.S. markets and is designed to educate tourists that Mexico is far richer in possible destinations than they realize. The slogan is, the place you thought you knew. I had to laugh when these things came on the air. I'm glad that this article came out because I was trying to figure out what they were doing, and now I know. The campaign seeks to draw tourists with special interests in activities such as wine drinking, bird watching, adventure travel. Instead of saying eating fine food, this is gastronomy, and visiting colonial and historical sites, as well as being tortured, dismembered, and having your head removed. That might be a niche market for tourism, but I thought Detroit had the... Well, anyway, I shouldn't be knocking on Detroit. Wine country and the aquarium of the world. This route traverses from Tijuana down to Baja, California, in the peninsula. Tijuana is the site of extensive drug-related violence, but the farther one travels away, the safer it gets. Yellow. That's a yellow course. The Millenary Tarahumaras. I'm not even going to try this. This route takes tourists through remote areas of two of Mexico's most violent states, Chihuahua and Sonora. That's a red zone. You probably have these idiot suburbanite folks that go, let's go to Mexico, honey, and experience what they're going through. I think as Americans, we have a duty to see what we have done. And we need to go down there. Maybe we could buy some trinkets and let them know that we love them. So let's go through one of the red zones next. Let's not have a staycation. Let's not stay here and plant a victory garden. Let's take that money instead and go to Mexico and buy chiclets from the little kids on the street. Magic of traditions and nature. Tourists visit Colonial Morelia in the Michoacán state. I don't even know if I'm saying it right. Travel through rural areas and end up in Acapulco and Guerrero. Doesn't that mean war? Guerrero, G-U-E-R-R-E-R-O. My Spanish-speaking friends let me know. Guerrero State. The State Department urges Americans to avoid all unnecessary travel to Michoacán. Acapulco was the site of a daylight shootout between police and drug traffickers in the hotel zone on April 14th that left three people dead. Yeah, that's a place you want to go to.
Yeah.
Birthplace of history and romanticism. This route takes tourists to some of the most beautiful and quaint colonial sites in Guanajuato, Cuerto, and Jalisco, where they dump bodies regularly. You get to actually see the real dump sites. What? Speak up. Don't whisper at me. What?
That's not the kind of vacation I'd want.
No, I don't think we're going to be doing that. But if you want your kids to poke beheaded bodies with a stick, this is where you want to go. You want to expose your kids to that?
No.
What, Anthea?
And if you want to go to Mexico, it's a bad idea. You must have gone crazy.
Okay, thank you, Anthea. That's from Anthea. That's a 9-year-old's view. If a 9-year-old gets it, why are you still going to Mexico? Okay, let's see. Birthplace of history. Oh, art of tequila. Tequila. And music under the sol. So art of, booze and sun. Following this route through Jalisco, Nayarit, and Colima brings tourists to Guadalajara. through volcanic landscapes and fields of agave from which tequila is made. There it was seen of an increase in violence, but the route avoids the capital of Tepic, which is where they've been having a lot of those. They jump out of a car and shoot everybody at drug rehabilitation places. Now the Huasta, okay, the Huasticas, H-U-A-S, okay, the Swasticas, that's what I'm going to call it, and their outstanding beauty. This route travels Hidalgo, Veracruz, Tamaulipas, San Luis Potosi, it looks like it said Pelosi there for a minute, states along the Gulf Coast of Mexico. Now, if you cut out Tamaulipas, it sounds like the Oompa Loompas live there, state where beheadings and kidnappings have become very intense. The route may be green, but include Tamaulipas and the Oompa Loompas there, you'll get beheaded. Now, thousand flavors of moli. What is M-O-L-E? Mole? Isn't that like a wild animal that I used to kill at the golf course?
Moli.
Okay. They're not different flavored moles? Okay, they eat some weird stuff down there, I gotta ask. A blend of unsweetened chocolate, dried chili peppers, and spices. Tourists on a gastronomic quest for the, you know, the actual origins of Montezuma's Revenge can go here. For this national dish, visit Mexico City in the states of, okay, here's one, Tlaxcala, Puebla, and Oaxaca. And that one they say is safe, except for, you know, the squirts you're going to get from eating whatever it is they're feeding you. Mystery and the origin of the Mayan culture. This route takes travelers through Chiapas, Tabasco, Campeche, and the Yucatans, and you can visit Mayan ruins. And I say this is a safe one, but I can tell you this. I've been to Chiapas. The Mexican soldiers do two things when you get caught coming across their southern border. And the first one is rape you. And it has nothing to do with whether or not you're a male or a female. I've seen firsthand, I've talked to victims in Chiapas, the Mexican border guards rape everyone who tries to sneak in that they catch. Second thing is they beat you, rob you, and if they want to make an example out of you, they skin you alive and hang you from a tree. So if you want to go to Chiapas, fine. I recommend if you want to be a mercenary and go down there and maybe defend the little Christian villages against the Mexican soldiers, that might be a good place to start the revolution. Chiapas is not a fun place to go. It's right on the border with Guatemala. I've been there. I've done things there. I've seen things there. And they're saying it's safe to go. That's a lie. Let's see. Colonial experience. Tourists plunge into history, and they got all these places. Now, the encounter between history and modern day, the lengthy routes take tourists to major cities. Now, granted, I would love to see that. I would love to go and see the history of Mexico and all the different European countries that conquered them. Now, but you got to remember, on this tour that they go through, 18 people were killed on July 18th at a birthday party. Remember that one?
Yeah.
A prison warden let the assailants out of jail to do the killing. Mm-hmm. In Durango, 8 severed heads were left strewn around the state one morning on late July. Enough said. Why would you want to go to Mexico? We need to boycott Mexico. We need to stop buying any products, Hencho en Mexico, that we see at Walmart. I know you're saying you probably shouldn't even go to Walmart. But anything made in Mexico, I think, needs to go back, including the babies and the parents that brought them here. And why you would spend your vacation dollar in Mexico is beyond me. Let me get back into this room.
It's not safe.
Yeah, it sounds like Mexico needs some tough gun laws, someone said. Well, you know what? They have very strict gun laws. You get caught with a gun down there, you get 16 to 25 years in prison. I don't know why 16. This is not an endorsement for the Mexican Tourism Bureau. No, they are not a sponsor of the Dutch Jones radio program, nor am I an endorser of anything that Mexico has to do that would leech money out of our country. I mean, you look at it. We buy their oil, which is their number two. We go to tourism, which is number three, and we allow their illegals to come in here, which has got to be really their number one. The illegals that bring the drugs, that's part of, you know, their big income. They repatriate all that money that they get from you when you pick them up out in front of Home Depot, right?
Oh.
So we are supporting Mexico. You think the Mexicans here in America on welfare? Well, there are 20 million people in Mexico City, and 3% of them are rich. The rest are, there's a very small percentage of middle income, probably 10 to 15% would be considered middle class. The rest are peasants. And all that money that's being leached out of this country goes back to them. They talk about all the jobs that it supplies and everything in the tourism industry. You're just promoting it by going down there to Huacapaca or wherever it is you go. All you offshore deep sea fishermen that go down there, oh, it's no big deal. Every time they steal, rob, kill, kidnap, extort money, and I'm talking about everybody from the government to the bandits, from Americans, you're asking for it. It's your own fault. I have no sympathy when people send me these things like, oh, my great-grandfather, he got picked up out there, his boat wrecked, and he went into Mexico, and he had a pistol on him, and now he's serving 25 years. Like, what were you doing in Mexico? The only reason Americans should be going to Mexico is if we invade it to neutralize it and maybe to assimilate it. I mean, if they really want to be here, why don't we just take it over and make it the next Puerto Rico? We need to demand one barrel of oil for each illegal alien per week. These people are up here draining our... Wouldn't that be great if we got 25 million barrels of oil a week for free? Mm-hmm. For subsidizing their expatriates? That's a great idea, Batfang. That is a great idea.
What was the MoneyGram in the Walmart?
Oh, yeah, MoneyGram in Walmart.
I've seen a whole bunch of Mexicans.
And it's free to send money back to Mexico. Can I send money to Holland for free? I went up and asked that. I said, I'd like to send, you know, $100 to my grandma in Holland. Can I do it for free? And they go, no. And I go, well, then how can we send it to Mexico for free? Well, that's a promotion we're doing. It's been that way for 5 years. Mm-hmm. Washington Mutual, I don't even know if it's still around.
No.
When I was a member, they were doing that. And they were also helping them get consular cards so that they could appear to be, you know, processed visiting aliens. Why do we do anything for... And, you know, our government's going to do what they're going to do. They're not going to listen to us until we finally tear them apart. When they make the stupid mistake of coming after us and we bite back.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to stop giving money to Mexico. You know how many millions are given in aid? But you know how many millions Americans betray and are traitors to this country and go down there? How many people do you know that have places in beaches down there? They said there are 1 million Americans that currently live in Mexico free, you know, as resident aliens. If they want to leave America, have them denounce their American citizenship. They want to live down there. But all you people, you know, I know all my listeners are going, not me. All you folks that have houses down there, condos, timeshares, the ex has some timeshares down there. Where'd everybody go? Look over at our studio audience's left. Did the ice cream man go by or something? I didn't hear the music. But we could stop this on our own. Stop letting your money go to Mexico. Stop hiring illegal aliens. Stop buying products from people who do. I remember I've hired contractors to do stuff in my backyard when I had money, and the explicit thing was you cannot use day labor. I don't care if you have to go to the homeless shelter and get some white guys out here. You do not use illegal alien labor. I am completely against it. Anyone who does use it, they drop several notches on my respect scale. And some people that I've really respected, I've showed up unannounced at their house, and there's Pedro digging trees. You know, holes for trees in their backyard. Still haven't gotten over that. I could see the look of shame on the person's face, and I just looked at him and shook my head and walked away. I mean, I don't expect them to hire me. That's not the point. Hire another American. I mean, this guy was so fresh off the fence, he still had rust marks on the back of his pants, and I'm not exaggerating where he climbed over. And I talked to one of the workers, and he said, oh, yeah, he just came up here like 2 days ago. He's my uncle. Everybody's an uncle or a cousin, right?
Yeah.
So you hire one guy that's local and may have a visa, and then he's going to bring in his whole work crew. I remember I went to, because the guys on the side of the street with the signs, you know, the homeless guys, they don't really want to work. So I would go down to men's shelters and stuff in L.A. and say, look, I got 2 days worth of work. You can camp out in my backyard. I'm going to watch you like a hawk, but I need some stuff, Doug, and I'm not going to be able to do it by myself. I'll give you 3 meals, and I'll pay you this wage. I'll give you $10 an hour. And I'd have to go through like 50 or 60 guys before there was anybody that, you know, I just pre-screening them. But those ones that wanted to work, they wanted to work. And usually it was men with families who were in cars. You know, there are very few family shelters. They split them up. So this guy would be in one shelter, the mother and children would be in another. He'd be like, can I bring my wife and kids? And I'd be like, yeah. I only did it a couple times. It's very risky. I didn't get much sleep. I had to make sure that these guys did the work. I actually got their names and ran them. And said, you know, if you're a child molester or something, if you're lying to me, I'm going to find out and I'm going to kick you right off my property. And I'd get people to tell you, you know, but like I said, I had to go through 30 or 40 people. But it was worth it to me knowing that that dollar was going to stay in America and take care of an American family and not go back to Mexico. I refused to work with the illegal aliens. Even when I first moved to California, I had so many odd jobs. One of them, I was a grinder in an optical lab, just making eyeglasses, you know, really cheap for, it was probably for, what's the thing welfare people are on for health care?
Medi-Cal.
I was making glasses for Medi-Cal, and I would work during the day, get as many of the prescriptions as I could get done. It was me and the owner. He was a crackhead or something, meth head or something. And at night, he would let illegal aliens in, and I'd come in. I'm like, who did all this extra work? I mean, like, you know, there was like 50 jobs here. How'd they get done? Who did them? And he'd go, oh, well, I have some elves that come in at night. So one day I stayed late. I actually climbed up in the rafters, and he brought in like 3 or 4 illegal aliens. None of them spoke English. He had to draw pictures and everything. And they did good work. But why would he be doing that when just down the road it was Chino Prison, where they train convicts to do optical work to make these same lenses, and there are all these men wandering around getting released from there with this skill, and he could have hired those guys, American citizens. But yet he had connections where he could get these illegal aliens doing it. I don't know if he's still there. It was in Rancho Cucamonga. The name of the business was Optical Express. I turned him in multiple times for all kinds of stuff for illegal aliens. There's also a tax evader, but that's, you know, I could care less about that. It's just one way or another. You hire an illegal alien, you're paying, you may be saying, hey, I'm going to get him for $7 an hour and a bologna sandwich. But in the end, look at how much you're paying for everything else, for the services, for their family, for that day labor site. If your community put them up, like in Pomona, Pasadena, L.A., all those places on the coast down south, they build these really nice little places for them. So when you spend your money in Mexico for tourism, it's just as bad as hiring an illegal alien. You can justify it any way you want, but you're lying to yourself and you're a traitor to the cause. So next time you're planning your away-from-home vacation, come up here to Sequoia National Park and visit us. Don't spend your money down there. Spend it here in Three Rivers where these people need your money. Come camp out with us. I'll let you camp in my backyard for free. Even let you use the shower if Lou's not in there. Of course, Lou never takes a shower.
Dang.
I'm getting sick and tired of people complaining about the illegal alien invasion, and then you hear them, where were you last week? I didn't see you at church. Oh, we went to Mexico. Doesn't happen up here. I'm just saying it's happened before where I've lived. Other churches I've gone to. Nobody here has money to go to Mexico.
I wouldn't want
to. Well, normally we go down to Hawaii for our two-week vacation.
No.
But given that the economy, we can't take the family jet. We'll have to take the short jet, the Learjet, down to Mexico and go to Acapulco.
I'd rather stay home.
Can't you see The View doing a show like this? No. No. I watched The View one time as punishment for myself. I had done a really bad thing. I had sinned really bad, and I needed to atone for it. So I watched a whole episode of The View, and now I have part of my soul is scorched. I've lost vision in my left eye a little bit from it, so I don't go anywhere near The View.
We don't have TV.
Yeah, we don't have TV anymore. Lou keeps trying to download The View, though. I notice it. I'll look on the computer and I go, hey, who's downloading episodes of The View? He goes, it's a good one. It's the one with the Oprah on it. And I'm like, I didn't even know who there was one with Oprah on it. He goes, oh, yeah. And he recites the whole show.
I don't know what The View is about.
You don't even know what The View is about? The View is about you, Lou.
It's
a bunch of women liberals sitting around that hate white Americans. I don't mean to make this about race, but yes, I do. That hate white Americans that are doing everything they can, except for one. There's one lady on there I've heard. I don't know her name, but she's supposedly a neocon, but I'm sick of neocons, too. Neocons just get in my craw, and I'm sick of them. I'm sick of these God Bless America, right or wrong. I got in an argument with a guy today talking about depleted uranium. Somebody posted a picture, this horrible picture of a young Iraqi child that's deformed. It looks like the Elephant Man kind of thing. And put it up. And, you know, we're trying to figure, you know, people were going back and forth. This could be the chemical weapons that Saddam may have had. Yeah. I said, and a couple other guys said, well, it could be a result of the depleted uranium. And this one guy, oh, that's a leftist lie. We didn't do any of that. You know, there's no problem with it. This guy's a neocon. He's never been in the military. He knows nothing about what he's talking about. Okay, folks, we're going to have a break. We'll come back after the break. We'll talk about some more articles. Waiting for your call in. 559-561-8225. 559-561-8225. Vent on this show. It's cheaper than therapy. We'll be back.
For immigrants who don't care about the population.
It is time to organize. It is a time of war. It is time to revolt. And it is your time to show we are a people of a struggle. Hasta San Diego.
We got crime overtaking our cities. We got gangs taking over our streets. We keep handing out more and more welfare, though it never seems to meet their needs. What kind of culture are we cultivating? One where you never have to pull any weeds. If we don't stop with immigration, this great nation's gonna fall. Let's get a grip on immigration in the great United States.
It's high time for immigrants.
Too many whites came. We couldn't stop you. Too many blue eyes.
We are rapidly becoming another third world fascist state. Let's get a grip on immigrants.
United States. How can we ever come to any solution?
They're going to take over all the political institutions of California. In 5 years, the Hispanics are going to be the majority population of the state.
You also made the statement that California is going to become a Hispanic state, and that if anyone doesn't like it, they should leave. Did you say that?
I did.
They ought to go back to Europe.
Now you know it's not too late. Let's get a grip on immigration in the great United States. It's high time that we limit their numbers. It's high time we start closing that gate. And quit trying to fan the flame that I'm a racist. And quit trying to fabricate that I hate. And get a grip on immigration in these great United States. Let's get a grip on immigration. Now you know it's not too late. It's high time that we limit their numbers. It's high time that we close the bad gate. Can't you see how we are rapidly becoming another third world fascist police state? Let's get a grip on immigration in these great United States. And quit trying to fan the flame that I'm a racist. And quit trying to fabricate that I hate. And get a grip on immigration in these great United States.
Protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
For nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel.
We'll put out an all-points bulletin. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order. A new world order.
Attention.
A new world order.
Attention.
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody.
Heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time for...
Dutch, Joe's.
Radio program.
And now for something completely different.
Hello, Polly! We're back. This is the second hour of the Dutch Jones radio program. I don't know why I'm hearing the fan. We turn that. Whee! Lou, come here. Say hello.
Hello.
I mean, I don't know if they can hear you. This is the Dutch Jones radio program. We're back. This is our second hour for August 3rd, 2010. We're coming to you live right now from the belly button of California, right behind the enemy lines. We're fighting the good fight out here in the People's Republic, which actually is the Marxist Republic of California. It's some may say it's a lost cause if you look at California from a distance, but that's like saying if somebody has cancer of the knee, we need to cut off the whole leg. No, the bastions of stupidity are the ones that need to be taken out. The vast majority of Californians are either sheep, don't care, or are complicit in the cause of their own enslavement. I understand that. But there are a few of us that are still fighting the good fight behind enemy lines. I promised you guys when I came back I would have some other news articles. couple of people sent me this link. Knowing my views on Israel, the Zionist agenda, Zog, all that kind of stuff. And I also, I'm not a big fan of Glenn Beck. Most of it's personal. I can't go into a lot of it, but when I tried to get on his show when he was in radio, first he would mock me. He was clearly on the far left side when he started, and now he's going on the right. And I'm very shy of these kind of people. Ronald Reagan was one of those guys that used to be a Democrat that switched over. And, oh boy, now I'm getting all kinds of comments. Let's see here. What is this? I don't know where this is coming from. I'm getting emails from people that are on Facebook. That's pretty cool. But this article basically says, you know, he got on, Beck got on TV, and he's been invoking the Holocaust. He's a Holocaust believer. He's a lover of Israel, and he's been, you know, comparing current political regimes to a precursor to fascism, which I agree with. And these Jewish groups have really, really, really taken offense to it because he's in, you know, Holocaust is a holy golden cow to them. It's their holy grail, I guess you could say. Nobody can invoke that but us. It's like, you know, black folks say you can't use the N-word. It's our thing. White folks can't use it. Well, non-Jews can't invoke, you know, images of the Holocaust and things like that. I'm getting an email from Tommy who says he's been my friend on MySpace for a long time but never listened to the show today. Well, thank you. I'm glad you like the show. And basically, he's been saying on his shows that, you know, Jews of all people should not support the Obama administration because they know what can happen, the death camps and that kind of stuff. Well, the Jews get all upset, especially the liberal Jews. Most Jews are liberal. I mean, you've got guys like, what's that guy? Bueller, anyone? What's the guy's name? He just released that movie about how the humanists are taking over our college.
Ben Stein.
He's a Jewish guy I don't get a problem with. But the groups that are angry at him, and let me read off this list. I'm not going to read the whole article, but their names like American Zionists, you know, they're demanding that he stop talking like that. It's just, you know, funny. And people are saying that government is more important than people, these kind of Jews.
What?
Yeah, and he's like attacking them. So good for Beck. I can agree with him on this one. He's standing up to him. Beck also is strong supporter for policies of the current Israeli government. Indeed, the Israeli government even highlighted Beck's coverage of the recent flotilla, and I'm going to use the word massacre. So I don't agree with probably more than 40% of what Beck does. But when he stands up to Zionists, to Jewish supremacists, I like that. So I recommend that article, and it's on Yahoo, and I'm going to post it in the room, I think. You guys check that out. I'm not going to read the whole thing because it's really poorly written. It doesn't get to what he said until the very bottom, but it's important that you do check that out. Yeah, he's got some issues there. I'm just, you know, personal issues. You know, I'm not going to judge him on. I have friends that are Mormon. I used to be a real big Mormon basher, but I'm gonna go after the hearts of people who know that they are saved by Jesus Christ. I don't like any corporate churches. I treat my Mormon friends the same way I would treat someone that was Catholic that I meet. And let me do this. Boom, there it is. I'm not a big fan of the Mormon Church and their doctrines or anything like that. But I like some of the people. And I know some of them are strong in the cause. Let's see here. I got two other comments coming in. Let me check these. They're just, you know, people are cheering me on. The South shall rise again. People are liking that. People are commenting on my links. The Dutch Jones links. I should have my own brand of sausages. Let's see what this one is. I got a comment coming in on the link here. Cool. Just more first-time listener stuff. Love it, love it, love it. Every day we grow in number. You know, we started out with, like I said, 7 or 8, 2.5 years ago, listening to the Dutch Jones message, which is not my message. It's just I'm sharing the message of militant Christianity and adherence to our common heritage in this nation as Americans and America first. And now it's grown to a couple thousand a month, which is magnificent to me. The numbers aren't as important as the way people react to it and what they do with it. You know, when I'm sending out stuff to you guys and you act on it, and then I get it back third party, and they're saying, hey, I heard about this thing, and it's something that we put out, and, you know, you go down far enough, it's like, good. I love seeing that cycle of knowledge going around. It's like casting our bread upon the water, and then it comes back to us in many loads. I love that. I love that. That's why I keep doing this. What is this? That's why I keep doing this cause, even though it's a struggle for us. I do like that Beckett finally admits that the FEMA camps are real. He kind of ambushed the guys on
Camp FEMA.
You know, he came out and kind of flip-flopped on it. But now he's starting to come around. He just doesn't want to be associated like with the birthers or with anybody, because he makes his meat and potatoes off the moderate conservatives. He makes his meat and potatoes from the Tea Party people. And when it comes down to it, he still needs to make money for Fox News. That's why he has millions of listeners, and I have a couple hundred, at a time. Because I'm not doing this to sell soup, gold, T-shirts. I'm not knocking him for that. Because if tidbits of truth get out, just like Alex Jones, Alex Jones was the gateway drug for a lot of people to truth. A lot of these neocons, I slap them in the head once, I slap them in the head twice, they don't respond, I move on. But there are some that come through us by way of Fox News, and you can see them on my Facebook page. People that I probably wouldn't sit down at a barbecue with because they'd throw me out once I start talking about the conspiracy theories. Yeah, he's not a 9/11 truther either. He bashes 9/11. He doesn't like any of the edgy stuff. And I've listened to two shows of his that our pastor has adopted. One was his truth about black folks in the American Revolution, when he had some black historian on that showed that black men actually, sacrificed and died in the revolution. So when blacks go around today saying, "Oh, this is the white man's country. Black, that ain't black history. That got nothing to do with us. They ain't nothing but slavery. Slavery in the 1960s happened, and then we're free." So, them trying to twist history and lie about it and say that there weren't free black men.
Chocolate Rain.
Then they start saying Chocolate Rain.
Yeah, that's a song.
I know, that's a song about slavery and all that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to find that and play it. I don't know if anyone hasn't heard it. It's the most disgusting, annoying song. Some black dude recorded it. Batfax says, "I find it strange how he will support the FEMA camps yet call anyone a kook that looks into, doesn't believe the 9/11 party line." Well, there are certain things you can buy and certain things you can't buy because you can't resell them. And Fox will never, ever, ever let somebody stay on the air more than a few minutes that goes after the party politic of the Republicans. They observe that, what was it, Ronald Reagan's 10th commandment, never speak ill of a fellow Republican. And I think I had this chat, I'm not sure who I had it with, yesterday or today. These Reagan conservatives that are all over Fox. It's like they weren't even alive when he was around. The guy invented no-fault divorce. He basically embraced the sodomites into the Republican Party. He did so much other stuff that was just wrong. Iran-Contra, just so much that he did to violate our rights. Yeah, Bad Fag, I agree with that comment. If people want to be separate, let them be separate. The stupidity of it. If people don't want to believe American history and these militant Black Panther blacks want to go out and run around and say that everything's a lie that we say, that we have documented proof, let's just give them Mexico. People can't get along with us, just move out. I'm not saying America love it or leave it. I'm saying America restore it to what it used to be, then love it. And I'm not talking about having slaves and all that hoo-ha stuff. I don't want slaves. I can barely keep my kids in line. But we cannot allow others to shape the truth, and that's what corporate media does. People get mad at me. I've lost listeners. I remember Jaws of Life. I don't know if she's listening on the downloads. I get an email from her every once in a while. But when I went after the flotilla massacre, when Israel killed those 9 people that were, defending their ship, law of the sea, in international waters, in enforcing a blockade, which is illegal under international law, I have to tell it like it is, folks. Israel is a murderous nation. They're not Jews. And there are better people than me, like if you listen tonight to the stuff going on. So I lose a lot of people when I tell the truth, and that's sad. Lost a couple people from church over truth here a few days ago, and I'm trying to get them to come back. They just don't want to listen to it. But it breaks my heart that people, they get the truth and it makes them so mad because it hurts their little comfort zone, and they can't handle it. And that's why you got people that like to listen to Alex Jones, and you got people that like to listen to Glenn Beck, because they can still be a little bit radical but still keep within the paradigm of the party politic and follow the party line. Because for me, I'm not. I could care less about Democrat, Republican. To me, they're the left and right fang and the same lying serpent head. Whichever one punctures you is going to kill you just as quickly. They just have a different way of doing it for some reason. The Republicans like to do it their way. The Democrats lately have just been doing it. They haven't been trying to hide anything. Flat out telling us what they're going to do. And I think it's funny now that they caught two Democrats on ethics charges. Maxine Waters here from California, who's got to be the most annoying black woman alive. Even more so than Whoopi Goldberg, in my opinion.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, Maxine Waters is hideous. And then Rangel, who's been, you know, one of the black caucus, you know, they're golden children, if you can have a golden black guy, is now coming down. And now the Democrats are saying, see, we're doing this. We're prosecuting two of our own people. See, we're proving that we're all about it. Well, why did they sit on this for years? This stuff's been going on for years, decades. And the Republicans are running with it. Big deal. It sounds like we have a chopper landing pad there. Did you turn the fan back on? I don't know. No, I don't know why that sounds like that. It's a game they play. They put you in the seats in the Colosseum, feed you bread and cake, and then show you, sacrifice their own so that you won't look over at Caesar and realize he's the problem. But the truth is, the real Caesar of the land is the Constitution, and that's the way it was supposed to be. Caesar is the law of the land, not the people who twist it, distort it, add these ridiculous amendments to it, which we're going to talk about. There's a whole group out there who want to revisit the 14th Amendment. Just get rid of it. Don't change it. Just get rid of it. Period. You want to be an American citizen, you apply like everybody else had to. You don't just get born here, plop down at Disneyland like happens so often. And that, you know, no more anchor babies. And these people that want to have a constitutional convention, the only way I would agree to that is if they go back to the original constitution that was drafted and say everything after that is null and void, period. I'm not into, let's make up a new constitution. The original constitution was probably as good as we're going to get. I've been talking to some people from Switzerland today, new listeners, and they listen on their pod people, and they're amazed at just how ignorant Americans are. Switzerland's no, you know, glory land. They've bowed down to the New World Order lately. They're trying to get into NATO and stuff like that. But for so long, they've led the way in just trying to just keep people out of their business. Their laws are pretty simple. They rotate their president like every few months. They have this board of representatives from each state or county. So we don't have the get-all, you know, we're not the end-all on living free. There are other countries that are still free. Unfortunately, they're surrounded by, you know, corrupt countries. But maybe we have to go back to the beginning, just like in The Princess Bride. Physics said, go back to the beginning. Remember, my name is Inigo Montoya, you killed my father, prepare to die. And then after they killed, you know, what was his name? What was the Sicilian's name? Forgot his name. Inconceivable. But they go back to the beginning, and I think we need to go back to the beginning of the Constitution as it was drafted by the original 13 colonies. And if you don't like it, leave. You know, and people go, but there are some good amendments in there we have to have. Like what? What is not covered in the Bill of Rights?
Tell them like it is.
I'm trying to, Obama. He snuck that in on me. Preach on, brother Dutch.
Yes.
Yeah. He's not allowed to call the show anymore. I thought we had a block on his phone number. He likes to dial in and just throw stuff out. I thought he was busy out looking for white women. I'll bet that all this stimulus and TARP money they wasted, the government could have relocated people into these separate nations. Bat Fag, that's a great plan. I believe in free association. You no longer have a right to security of person or place. Basically, they're telling us they can move us anywhere they want. They can search our bags. They can search anything they want. They are coming after us. We're done. America is done. Ooh, I know how much you people hate it when I say that. Just as much as I hate it when people say California's done, cut it off. But as a whole, we've got to accept the fact that the system is so corrupt, so vile. If you had a house that was overrun with termites, would you continue to keep slapping plywood and plaster and drywall on it? Well, what do you need to do? I mean, I'm talking it's rotted to the foundation. You bulldoze it and start over. You keep the foundation because the foundation's solid. You remember what's in the basement. You know, our heritage, our history. The building blocks of freedom and liberty in this nation. And you rebuild it with new wood, better wood. maybe put in some new innovations, but you keep that foundation the same, don't you? Because it's lasted well over 200 years in the old house. Why not in America? We got a clean house, America. And I don't know if the majority of Americans have the backbone, the fortitude to do it. We're not the same as we were even half a century ago. You get so many people that want to kiss the feet of government, want to support these phony wars, want to support the troops, no matter who they're killing in your name. But yet they want to keep going the same route and complain about everything. The same people that sit and complain, all these people that are saying, vote them out, vote them out. You know what they're going to do when they get in November? They're going to vote their pocketbooks. Whoever promises them the most, whoever shows them that, oh, you know, your life's not going to change, I'm going to make sure you're fine, they're going to vote for them. And within 6 months, those people they voted in are just going to go, huh? We saw it here in California. I was a big part of the recall Gray Davis campaign. I was out in the streets. People were yelling at me, telling me it was hopeless. Nobody's ever recalled a governor in the modern times. Never going to happen. And we did. And what did the people turn around and do? They hired a circus clown for governor. We had Tom McClintock, a man with a solution, a constitutionalist, who was running, and he didn't even get like 4% of the vote because Hollywood went, oh my, they're about to change this state forever. We better sneak in one of our own retards. And they put in this Austrian buffoon that all my friends went, oh, he's a conservative, he's a banker. He's about as conservative as Stalin. The good news is he doesn't have the power of Stalin because nobody's letting him do what he really wants to do in this state. You guys have no idea what he did. Meg Whitman's a farce too, Batfag says. You know, we're supporting Nightingale. We know without a miracle, she doesn't have a chance, but we're supporting Nightingale, the independent party. She's a constitutionalist. She was on a local radio station. They just made fun of her because she had no experience as a politician. That's the madness that got us into this. We keep hiring politicians. You'll say, well, Arnold Schwarzenegger wasn't a politician.
Yeah, look at him.
He's been in the politics. He's been with the Kennedys. He's married to a Kennedy. He's a politician. He's a politician. And all these idiots in the Tea Party movement, oh, let's change the Constitution so he can become President of the United States. What a bunch of morons. I almost wanted to slap people when I heard that at the last Tea Party I was at. I was like, what? Do you even listen to anything our forefathers, you know, are telling you from the graves? So we go from Gray Davis to a guy who just accelerated us even more into debt. And we're still having rolling blackouts. Nothing's been solved. You people who keep going to the same toolkit to repair the problem got to wake up. You can't keep using the same moldy, rotted wood to rebuild the house over your family's head. It's going to fall in and squish them and kill them. And that's exactly what's going to happen to our country. The only thing I don't know right now is the time frame and how many people are going to die. How many people are going to submit to the camps and go willingly? And how many people are going to linger out here and wither on the vine because they weren't prepared? And how many sheep am I going to have to wade through swinging my broadsword so I can take care of my family? That's what scares me more. The sheep. The neocons, the moderates, the republicrats. All these idiots that just play along with the game and think they're some kind of constitutionalist conservative that's going to free America because they keep voting for the same morons. Yeah, Sarah Palin, Hillary Clinton, what do I care? They're both fanatics. Neither one will answer the hard questions. That's probably who we're facing in the next presidential election. They'll get tired of Obongo. He played his role. He was the good house, you know what. He did what he was told to do. He ran us into the ground.
Yes, we can.
So, hey, Smiley from South Carolina, welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. The definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different outcome. It's kind of like Lou looking for his socks in the morning. He keeps going to the same route.
I don't even know where my socks
are. I look in the refrigerator, not there. I look in the microwave, my socks aren't there. I go climb up on the roof, my socks aren't there. That's what this nation is doing. I'm making fun. Lou doesn't really do that. He doesn't know how to wear socks.
Hey, I'm wearing socks.
Let's see. Lou, for the last time, socks go on the inside of the shoe.
I know.
Then why?
Come on.
Why are you stretching? I was wondering why all the socks were stretched out.
Come on, Lou, like that.
I wish I could turn the camera on. I could see those socks stretched all over your shoes.
They're not on
you just have to believe me, folks. The cesspool is the political scene. Yeah, the political cesspool in Hollywood. That's a great show. I've listened to it. Hollywood, Washington. The political cesspool. I've heard them a few times. I can't remember what network they're on. But that's what's going on. 90% of America just keeps doing the same thing, and we're hopefully, most of you people that are awake aren't getting dragged into the tide, getting taken out. The little, if it's a cesspool, somebody pulled the plug and it's draining, you know, the water spout going down, what do you call it, the drain?
Yeah.
So hopefully you're not close enough where you're going to get circled in there and get hit in the head by a giant doo-doo log and taken down with them. Separate yourself from these people. Don't associate with the idiots. Don't associate with the fanatical, zealotist, pro-government people. Because they're going to turn you in the first chance they get. Trust me, I've been seeing it up here happen. These law and order types, these false law and order types, they don't follow God's law. They follow the written law of man. And they think, ooh, my neighbor doesn't want to use a car seat. I'm going to call the police on him. God is our refuge and strength and very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Selah! Psalm 46, 1-3, posted by Scotty 38. Our affiliate in New York, Scotty 38, transmitting over CB Channel, was it 2? CB Channel 2. Why'd you pick 2? Okay. People believe they're picking up the clean end of that political turd, Batfag says. It's right. They go, well, I'm going to go dwell in with these people. I'm going to vote for Gingrich or one of these guys. I'm going to listen to the Republican Party and be a good Republican. All you're going to do is, it's just like I said, it's a big stew. You put one turd in it, it ruins the whole stew.
Mm-hmm.
You keep adding your good fresh vegetables in it, I still don't want to take part in it. You're still going to get sick. There is no clean end. Yeah, that's the whole point. There is no clean end of a turd. They've got their special Republican tongs, and they're trying to reach out. They think those tongs are going to isolate them, and they won't get tainted and smeared and rubbed on. Look what happened in California. The Republicans have surrendered every district here, and now it's been gerrymandered. Means wiggly squiggly, for those of you that don't like the big political words. And to such a point where it's corrupt. You can't get a Republican elected anyway. Not that there are very many worth voting for. I mean, McClintock had to go way up into Northern California to get elected to the federal, I think it's Congress. We lost him. It would have been great to keep him locally. Maybe we can do some good that way. He had a 7-year plan to get us out. He's a financial guy. It's what he did, and his name's McClintock. He wore a kilt in his ads. How could people not vote for a guy in a kilt? If Rowdy Piper ran for president and he was a constitutionalist, I'd vote for him. Guys in kilts have got to be badass, right? Don't mess with a guy in a kilt. Go check out my website. You'll see why I'm saying that. The Facebook page. Do I have any pictures on my Facebook page? Did you put any up of our wedding? My wedding kilt?
I think so.
When you carried me over the altar and all that?
Yeah,
you took my sword? How can you not trust a man in a kilt?
That's my dad.
Sure, the Republicans listen to the people, Batfag says. Now, wow, we're coming up on the end of that half hour. Okay, folks. I promise to get to news articles. I'm not. I'm giving this diatribe. I hope you guys don't mind. I'm having a flow of consciousness. We're going to be back after the break. During the break, listen to the commercial. If you need something to buy, Stacey's going to be shipping stuff out. We're boxing it, and I'm shipping it tomorrow.
I don't know.
Yeah, I got tape right here. Somewhere in there.
Yeah. I'm sorry for all you people.
Yeah, we'll get it out. We got some money in. Stacey just found out her pay's been cut again, so we're hurting, folks. We need your help. DutchJones.tk, the chip in, $5, $10, because we can't pay the electric bill. We can't pay anything now. Because her check was lower, and then her upcoming hours have been cut and stuff. So, and she may be out of work on the 15th. So if you want to keep hearing this kind of message, people keep telling me, I love it. I wish you were on regular radio. Got to support it, folks. I'm sorry, but we can't keep doing it without your help. We'll be back after the break. Talking over.
It's the least we can do.
wrong. There's a hunger for good news and heroes, but good news is no news, so all of the heroes are gone. We must take America back, put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets, and the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is all. We need leaders who need us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad. We must take America back. We need prayer in the schools and more things made in USA. It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back.
Mr. Vanderhoof, that's a very serious thing, not filing an income tax return.
Well, now, suppose I do pay you this money. Mind you, I don't say that I'm going to, but just for the sake of argument. What's the government going to do with it?
What do you mean?
Well, what do I get for my money? For instance, if I go into a department store and buy something, why, there it is. I can see it. Well, what are they going to give me?
Well, the government gives you everything. It protects you.
From what?
Well, invasion. How do you think the government's going to keep up the Army and Navy with all those battleships?
Battleships? Last time we used battleships was in the Spanish-American War. What did we get out of that? Cuba. We gave that back. Well, I wouldn't mind paying for something sensible.
Something sensible? What about Congress and the Supreme Court and the President? We got to pay them, don't we?
Not with my money, no, sir.
In the best conditions, the human body will die after 3 days without water. Having access to clean, drinkable water in a disaster, survival situation, or military action is critical when putting together your survival plan and survival kit. Whether you choose to boil, filter, purify, or use some type of chemical treatment, something must be done when planning your survival, escape routes, and plans, and putting together your bug-out bag or simply your rucksack. That's why I have chosen to offer Sawyer brand water filters. These filters used in the medical industry for kidney dialysis exceed the needs for water purification. With different units available, the basic unit that you should get will be capable of filtering up to 500 gallons a day and will not need to be replaced until you have surpassed 1 million gallons through that filter. I know that's hard to believe, but it's a fact. They've been using these filters overseas for years in the missionary fields and in post-disaster recovery efforts. The filters are lightweight and simple to use, so whether you attach it to a 5-gallon bucket, to a water bladder, or to a 10,000-gallon tank, these filters can do the job for you. They can handle up to 40 PSI, and with different fittings and ingenuity, you can even apply them to inside, inline water supply systems into your house, cabin, or survival structure. So I'm asking you to go to djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk. Check out the Sawyer water filters. Order them through us. You will save at least $5 off the retail price of buying them from Sawyer Direct. And as always, the money goes to help the radio ministry here at the Dutch Jones Radio Program. So, do something right for your family. Get them prepared for disaster. disaster or calamity, and you're helping us out. So don't forget, djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk. Check out the Sawyer brand water filters.
There is rebellion in the wind.
A new world order. A new world order.
How can you have a house without a gun?
Guns aren't toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
It's all for nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel in.
Put out all points, bulletin. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order. A new world order.
Attention.
A new world order.
Attention.
A new world order.
Attention.
The government is the problem.
It's an emergency. Repeat. An emergency.
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody.
Heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time for...
That's Jones,
Radio program.
And now for something completely different.
Whoa, she turned me into a newt.
She turned me into a newt. Oh, I love the Monty Python references. Thank you, Lou. It's nice to have you back. See, people enjoy those. If you guys enjoy them, right? Let Lou know. 559-561-8225. 559-561-8225. And this is the last half hour of the Dutch Jones Show. I went off on a tangent there for a while, yelling and screaming and getting mad about the whole process, but that's what I do here. Somebody says, go to Mexico. I'd rather go to Cuba. That was Mike listening. Thank you, Mike, for listening. Yeah, Cuba would probably be safer. I mean, you know, for what they got going on. Let's see. Everybody's talking about Sheriff Arpaio. I'm not talking about that. Not that I don't want to talk about Sheriff Arpaio or that other sheriff. Stacy showed me one today where he's just... what did he say? There was the title was Sheriff, you know, says government not doing its job.
Yeah, the government...
So he's going to do it for him. And
the government is against us or something.
Yeah, the government's against us. Chuck Baldwin's saying the same thing. We have a lot of these... People are starting to raise up. Now, you've heard the one I've had... haven't had him on for a while. True Sons of Liberty, Sir David Lawrence is a listener. And they come from...
Andrew.
I don't know why I said Sir Lawrence Olivier. Sir David Andrew. listeners, you know, come on and put forth their beliefs in how the system of militia is supposed to work. I'm just waiting for the Lord to raise someone up. I'm waiting for another Lexington and Concord. I think it's going to happen on the border. I think it's going to happen somewhere when they go to shut down a church because they haven't been paying taxes to the false Caesar. You know. Yeah, there's some new people and there's some new people. You know who that is?
Yeah.
Stacy says hi to Genuine White Boy. She knows who he is.
Yeah, he's one of my MySpace friends.
Yeah. Yeah, he's one of mine too, I think.
Yeah.
But he you know, just... I forgot where I was going with that. Nice shout out, though. I just... I'm not at a loss for ideas. I'm at a loss for leaders. Because I know I'm not that leader. And for this rebellion, and I don't want to use the word rebellion, because we're not rebels. They're the ones in rebellion against God. This revolution to counter their takeover of our righteous government, I want to do it. I would do it tomorrow. I would give my all. I'm not, you know, you guys know I don't have a whole lot to offer other than just the gift of gab. But if a leader rose up, if there was a divine clarion call, and I said, that's it, I'd be there. I'm upset now that we don't have the money to get to Arizona. We don't have a car that we can depend upon. I really want to be ready to go at a moment's notice. I want to be a real Minuteman. We need a nation of Minutemen. Who said that? Kennedy. We still need it. We need a nation of militiamen who are willing, and militiawomen, who are willing to respond. I'm just angry, and as someone just put in the chat room, that they stole this nation from us right while we were watching. In fact, a lot of it we gave away as a people. By not knowing our rights, by not knowing our history, by not knowing our heritage of this nation. Thank you, studio audience. They've stolen it. And who are they? Somebody just wrote, filthy, stinking Jesuits. It's all of them. Every group out there has got evil in it. Every single group out there. Zionists, the Masons, the Democrats, the Republicans, they're all in it together. What it comes down to, and I'm going to use this one term that everybody hates when I use it, because it sounds communist, the power elite. The power elite, the New World Order, I'm not ashamed to use that term. The Zionists, the everybody, you know, all the Illuminati, they're all involved in it. They may not even know each other are involved in it, but they are poised against us. Enemies are enemies. We do not just struggle against flesh and blood. We struggle against principalities. We struggle against spirits. We struggle against the spiritual side of this war. It's all out there. And I know, with every ounce of my military body, with every ounce of my spiritual soul, that if we do this right, and we remain coram Deo in the face of God and how we do this, and we bend down and pray before we do this, we're going to win. And it won't be our victory. Like I always say at the end of the show, the victory belongs to the Lord. It's our job to show up and be a sword in His hand. And we continue this fight daily by doing things like fellowshipping around this show. By reaching out to other like-minded people. It doesn't have to be 100% connection. I wouldn't throw Glenn Beck out if he showed up to fight, but I wouldn't trust him. And then on the other end, I'm not going to fight with some skinhead Nazi who I don't know if he's going to turn on me as soon as he gets his agenda done. Right? No offense to my skinhead Nazis, but that's a very real fear.
That's what we're fighting against.
We're fighting against fascism. National Socialism.
Socialist. Yeah.
All that stuff that's going on in the White House and Washington is left-wing socialism, and Adolf Hitler was a socialist.
Yeah. And
he started in the Communist Party, couldn't gain power there, and so he went into the Nazi Party. And if that loses me listeners, well, so be it. I'm not going to bend that way for you guys.
Yeah, well, then you like Obama, because that's what
yeah.
he is.
If you're a Nazi, you got to like Obama.
Right.
You just don't like the fact that he's black.
Right. Well, he's got the same...
America was not founded on fascist control. America was not founded on Nazism. So all of you guys out there sending me this Nazi stuff, telling me you're going to send me money if I promote your cause, it's not going to happen. America first, American ideals. The holy cause of liberty, there is no room for a Goebbels. There is no room for a Mengele. In fact, I will probably shoot you. It's the holy cause. Like the Confederacy, where we need to be a Christian nation when this is all done. That was the first war of federal aggression. This is the second war of federal aggression. If you don't think it's already... They've already declared war on us. Just like this whole terrorist thing. Half of America doesn't realize that we're at war with terrorism because of just how stupid Americans are. But then you got to realize even the war on terrorism is a tool of the evil enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Muslims don't care. They're just doing what they're told to do. They'll still kill us just as easy as if they weren't being led by the New World Order.
Aren't they controlled by the CIA?
Yeah. I believe it. Obama was a CIA operative. He was trained to fight the Russians. And
Osama.
What did I say?
Obama.
I keep doing that. Osama bin Laden. Did I get it right? OBL?
Yeah.
In Afghanistan, when we were giving him Stinger missiles and training in the 80s, he told his handlers, first Russia, then the great Satan. It's called Blowback. Find the book called Blowback. I've talked to people that were in Afghanistan. I've talked to people that have operated with the Al-Qaeda. Supposed, you know, whatever they called it back then. It was Mujahideen. They just make up new words, you know. It's a war of words. There is no game. This is war. Unfortunately, most don't know it. Smiley from South Carolina says, "You are correct, sir or ma'am." I don't know who Smiley is. I'm getting so much email from people right now. They like the way the show's going, so I'm going to keep going this way. Without the Lord on our side, we have no chance of winning. Not having the Lord on our side has gotten us to where this country is today. Checkpoints. They call them DUI checkpoints. It's just like Nazi Germany. They're arresting 4 people for DUI and 30 or 40 for not having the proper papers. Where is the papers that you must have to drive the car? Get out of the car, you will be shot in front of your children and your wife.
Yeah.
You have no little sticker on your car. You must be thrown in jail and your property seized for the good of the state. Schwarzenegger is cutting everybody's pay in the state except for highway patrolmen and prison guards. He gave them a raise. Why? Because those two things make money for the state. Well, I'm fat, not dumb, and definitely not happy, Smiley from South Carolina says. There you go. I'm getting less fat.
I'm getting less.
And I am happy. I'm filled with the joy of the Lord. Because I know even if I'm burned on the battlefield, my children have a chance to fight. And that's why we do this. I don't know if it'll happen in my lifetime, but as long as I keep a militaristic attitude in my children, I know that there's hope for the future. My brother wrote me today and said he's having problems with my father's new wife. Here we get a little personal. She doesn't think he should be training his kids to fight bullies in school. It's just going to cause problems. What happened to America? I mean, didn't even Leave It to Beaver told his son to stand up to bullies?
Yeah. Hey, Eddie Haskell.
Yeah, the big weasel, Eddie Haskell. We've turned into a whole nation of Eddie Haskells. No, I was trying to remember the actor's name.
Oh, the actor.
I know the character.
Oh. Well, I forgot.
Liberal God-hating rats are the enemy within. That's right.
Yep.
We conduct ourselves as Christian soldiers, but we're allowed to fly the black flag in combat. They call that bug spray black flag for a reason. During the first war of federal aggression, great men like Quantrill, Bloody Bob, Bloody Bill, Anderson, Bushwhack Johnston, who was a minister, by the way, started flying the black flag when the Northerners, the federal troops, the folks north of the Mason-Dixon line started killing women and children, raping, pillaging, and their guerrilla forces were encouraged to do it. The Hugh Beaumont, thank you. Hugh Beaumont. The doctrine of total war that was placed by the tyrant, the Marxist tyrant, Lincoln, against the South. Sherman was a butcher. Had the South won, they would have been hung for war crimes. And ever since 1865, this has been a nation under siege, and people don't want to realize it. Yes, this is a Confederate-supporting show. But not just for the South. The cause of the South is the cause of us all. The war betwixt the states to free the slaves, like all these sheep want to say, didn't do anything. It didn't free one black man. All it did is make slaves of everybody under federal control. It's a willful slavery because you can pull out of it. You can educate yourself. Don't waste your time anymore educating sheep. I'm sorry. This show is not about educating sheep. It's about preparing sheepdogs. I haven't said that in a while. People are saying I need to make a t-shirt. I'm not looking for sheep. I'm looking for sheepdogs. We need to keep the sheep away from us. They're going to get in the way. They're going to make noise and turn us in, maybe on purpose or by accident. The only thing useful for sheep will be is when we run out of sandbags and we got to stack them like cordwood. Did that in the Spanish-American War, the Battle of Black Kettle Hill. You guys call it the charge up San Juan Hill. It was actually Black Kettle Hill, and it was done on foot, not on horseback. The Spaniards were using peasants and dead bodies for sandbags. They strapped them to the front of their gun emplacements. I think it's a good use for sheep, liberals, and traitors, don't you? They're having a side argument, or not a side, discussion about Trivial Pursuit, I guess, in the chat room.
No, the actor that played Eddie Haskell.
I don't know who was. Yeah, Hugh was Ward Cleaver.
Yeah, I know that.
But I don't remember the Eddie Haskell grew up to be a San Francisco police officer who got shot like five or six times while trying to write a ticket, and he survived actually. I don't know who did. Look at all the guests in there. Where'd you folks come from? I wonder if any of them are ADL or Southern Poverty Law Center. I am really hurt that I'm not on their list yet.
Oh, there they are.
They need to expand it to like 100. Maybe I could get on them. Maybe I don't have enough of an influence, I guess. Maybe I have to reach thousands like Chuck Baldwin does or the Corn Keys. Alex. Yeah, we don't have any insurance, so you fall out of the bleachers in the studio audience, you're on your own. Be careful over there. Lou built those, so I don't know where he got the wood, the nails, the screws, or the rock he used to pound it together with, but
I got a nail and another nail back.
I got a nail and another nail.
Yeah, the shit. The shit out there.
Yeah.
That's why there's no more shed.
You know, keep it up, Dutch, you'll get there. I'm not doing this just to get attention from, but I want to know I'm poking them in the eye. I want to know that they're going, there's a room full of Zionists going, oh my, this American Dutch Jones is really setting things up for us, isn't he? How do Jewish English people talk? I don't know.
I don't know.
The elitists would talk like this. This young man is just a young man.
They can't move their jaw?
Yeah, they can't move their jaw. And my goal is to irritate the enemy and comfort comfort those that are being irritated, my companions, my compatriots, my gorillas in arms. Not the hairy gorillas, Lou.
Oh. Well, maybe.
That's what the purpose of the show is. And I've already had groups of people within the show meet each other that I'll never see. And I continue to encourage that. Is that like a turkey call?
It's just annoying.
It's a radio coax connector that like makes a lot of good squeaky noises.
Stop.
Take it away, Lou, so I don't play with it. Lou's trying it. Yeah, I got your mic up.
Stop.
That's the purpose of the show. So when you're telling people about the show, it's to activate sheepdogs. If you got a sheep in your family and you want to spend some time on them, but I think you're wasting the time.
Yeah.
You're wasting the time on the sheep. I mean, even the neocons. I hate neocons almost as bad as I hate hippies. You know, the lefties. Because the neocons are just lying to themselves. At least the hippies tell you they want to take everything you have and redistribute it. The neocons are going to do the same thing, but they want to give it to the rich. And yes, I am anti-corporate. I am anti-Wall Street.
Wild-eyed socialist.
I am anti-capitalism. I believe in the economy of the Bible, which was free market. Where in the Bible does it say you should take your carpentry business and sell shares in it? Where is that? No, it's nowhere in the Bible. And well, if it's not in the Bible, you can't do it. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that a free economy is a free economy, unfettered by, you know, taxes put on it by the Democrats, and unfettered by protection and write-offs and all this other garbage that the Republicans have done over the years.
Mm-hmm.
You know how much protectionism is inside the United States? Just inside the United States. I'm not even talking about international trade. Do you know that here in California, and probably where you are, a gallon of milk is regulated by the USDA, how much they can charge?
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous. It's not fair market. It's not what the price will bear. And you think we have a fair market? Go buy a gallon of gas. Do you really think it costs that much to make a gallon of gas?
No.
They're boiling that garbage. All the regulation, taxes, everything else is what makes it so expensive.
Greed.
All the intervention and greed by the government.
Greedy.
Interests.
Uh-huh.
Smiley from SC put an interest in there. Do you think these banks are biblical?
No.
And I say it all the time. You people that keep whining to me, oh, the great big banksters. Why do you put all your money in banks? Why are you saving IRAs, all this stuff, so you can get 2, 3, 4% interest? Why are you giving control of your pocketbook to evil banksters? Now, we do have a bank card. We put as much money in there as we need to pay what we need to pay. We can operate within the system, but we don't depend on the system. Doesn't mean you can come and try and rob my house. That way will only lead to holes in your body.
Yeah.
We don't put money in the bank. When we find out we're going to buy something for $50, Stacy goes and puts $50 in the bank. And she's armed when she does it, so don't get any ideas, Lou.
Mm-hmm.
You're armed right now.
Yes, I am.
Is that a baby Glock on your hip?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's a Walther. It's a Walther. It's not a Glock.
You said baby Glock.
We cannot criticize them and then feed them at the same time. Goes back to the Mexico analogy. Pull out of their system. Use their system only when you have to. Spend your money locally, which is hard for me to say because we're doing this, you know, trying to do a global show here. We're doing our very best to reach out to you guys. My job is a recruiter here, and as long as God tells me to keep doing it, I will. Right now I'm getting mixed signals. We're shrinking, like I told you. We should be growing, but we're shrinking. It's getting kind of weird here.
We're shrinking.
I don't know if that means I should move on to another location and try and pull people in. I really don't know. I don't know. I leave it up to the Lord. I pray on it and let it happen. You know, let the Lord guide us. I will continue to do the show wherever we are as long as we have an outlet. I mean, you know, when we first did the show, I was doing it on like all the different outlets. I was literally uploading 20 minutes at a time onto Facebook, and people were listening to it. Then I found Live365.
You were doing it on MySpace.
I was doing it on MySpace. I was doing all this stuff. The cause goes on regardless of how we suffer under the tyranny. We never stop fighting. We never stop trying. We just change how we attack. I'm not into voting right now. I'm into acting locally, getting other people irritated so that the right people do run locally. But nationally, your vote means nothing. It means absolutely nothing. There can be no compromise on certain core issues, but that doesn't mean we can't change our tactics. Strategically, we remain the same. No king but King Jesus, a godly nation. We meet force with force. When they come for us to kick in the door, we don't go willingly. I was making jokes the other day, I think it was yesterday, about, you know, I don't know how I'm going to go when they come for me. It depends what kind of moods I'm in. No, I'm going to fight any way I can. You know, if they have a helicopter up, you'll see a fat guy trying to clear that chain link fence. You know, they'll have to drag me and shackle me, and they'll probably end up killing me. They've killed much better men before me. They've tried to kill good men. They've tried to kill Cornkey. I've seen people come after him, put him in prison on trumped-up charges, killed Cooper, you know, one after anybody that speaks out, even in a small way, who refuses to serve them and bow to them and kiss their feet. Yep. Look at the Weaver family. Look at Waco.
Oh, that is so sad.
You know, look at Hutari. You guys can argue back and forth all you want whether or not Hutari was pro-Israel. I don't care. I don't care if they had an Israeli flag on their website. They were a militia and they were set up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this nation's not heading for a repentant attitude. I mean, they're talking about that in the chat room, and that's true. Nehemiah 4:14. If your people will bow and pray in his name, you will hear our prayers from heaven. But we're not going to do it. Not as a people. We may do it every day. You and I may be doing it. Our church may be doing it. Our militia may be doing it. We may even be videotaping the militia doing it. The video coming up. They hate us because we are the last line of defense in their minds. They don't realize that Jesus is the line of defense. But to them, they're humanist, ungodly views. Because most of them don't even realize they're serving Satan. You know, so it's not like they're all, hey, we're Satan worshipers. Most of them just are doing it for greed and self-preservation. Mm-hmm. But that they've chosen their side. They'll kill every one of us. They'll kill any of you. Something happens to me and one of you guys pick up the gauntlet, Batbag starts doing the show, which I think he could do. They're going to come after you. They arrest me. What they're going to do is they're going to come up with some trumped up charge. They're going to find child pornography on my computer that I have no idea how it got there. You know how the internet works. It's going to be something weird like that. They're going to take me out. They may not even have to kill me. They don't have to kill me to silence me. Throw me in a prison with a bunch of barbarians, a bunch of savages, and I got to fight to save my life and keep from being sodomized by their goons, because that's what they are.
Disgusting.
They're rape factories.
That's gross.
And that's what they threaten you with. You got guys like Dr. Dino. What's Dr. Dino's name?
Kent Hovind.
Thank you. Send him to prison for 7 years. Send his wife for a few years for telling the truth about evolution. Something as simple as evolution. And they went after him for using his own money to pay ministers from his church. It was called structuring his funds because he would go to the bank and actually take money out rather than, you know, write checks. Says right on the money, legal for all tender.
And he got charged for taking over $10,000 without paying a fee.
Yeah, they charged him with taking over $10,000 out of the bank at a time without paying a fee, but he never took $10,000 out of the bank at any one time. It's all a scam.
Mm-hmm.
Kent Hovind. What's his website? DrDino.com?
And Freehovind.com.
Yeah, Freehovind.com. It's Hovind. Hovind. You can watch all the videos free. And this guy was just preaching. He wasn't even political. He was just preaching about evolution in the schools.
And his son's amazing.
And they destroyed him. Now, he's not with us 100%. His son's awesome. He's not into the militia movement, but they can get that pastor, they can get your pastor, they can get you. We fight for no king but King Jesus. We fight for the holy cause of liberty. We train our hands to fight, our fingers to fight, our hands to war. We don't trust in chariots. We don't trust in crossbows. We don't trust in AR-15s. We have to trust in the Lord alone. We have to support each other in this cause. Your prayers, your kind words, everything is welcome. Thank you. Keep this show on the air. Keep the cause going. Spread the word. Tell two friends every month. Even tell two strangers every month. Get out there and spread the word. We're growing, and we need to grow more because we face an uphill battle. That doesn't mean it can't be won. Lots of people through history have won impossible battles simply because the Lord was on their side. And we small percentage of true Americans, true Christian militants that are willing to stand in the gap and answer the call that the Lord puts forth will be rewarded. Maybe not in our lifetimes. Maybe not in our children's lifetimes, but our efforts will not go unrewarded. One day, maybe in a small place, maybe in separate little region city-states, there will be a Christian homeland on this continent again and throughout the world. There will be other nations that will follow our example. People, not nations, but people who will stand up to tyranny wherever it is. And it's not going to happen until you take a stand. The sword is heavy and the battle is hard, but the victory belongs to the Lord. Remember that. Thank you for listening. God bless you. We're going to be back tomorrow. Anthea says goodbye to everyone. Stacy says thanks for listening. Thank you all. Don't forget the downloads. Don't forget the forum. Don't forget DutchJones.tk. We're there. And we're not going anywhere. Good night, all.